President Joe Biden is sending 3,000 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe as tensions rise over fears of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby made the announcement at a Pentagon briefing Wednesday morning.
To be prepared for a range of contingencies, the United States will soon move additional forces to Romania, Poland, and Germany. I want to be very clear about something. These are not permanent moves. They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine.
The new deployment, which could come in a matter of days, comes on top of another 8,500 U.S.-based troops that have been put on high alert. The deployment includes a rapid strike squad being moved from Germany to Romania and 2,000 troops being sent from the U.S. to Poland and Germany. Kirby says this is not the sum total of deterrent actions.
I think it won't surprise you. We take a theater-wide approach to deterrence and defense, and we welcome the additional announcements by Spain, Denmark, the UK, and the Netherlands of their consideration to deploy additional forces to reinforce NATO's eastern flank.
He says the Defense Department supports diplomacy and does not believe a conflict is inevitable. But some peace activists say the U.S. actions are dangerous. 100 organizations have signed on to a statement supporting diplomacy and de-escalation. Jack Matlock was U.S. ambassador to Russia from 1987 to 1991. He says one worry is that the way the U.S. is handling the issue could lead to another nuclear arms race.
You keep putting pressure on Russia by bringing forces close to the borders of the former Soviet Union. And what's going to be their reaction? Are they going to put nuclear missiles in Kaliningrad?
He says what we're seeing now reflects what he calls almost a willful determination not to learn from history, referring to the start of the First World War.
Our policies now remind me very much of the policies of the European powers in 1914, competing over territory, the result of which was catastrophic for all.
Martin Fleck is director of the Nuclear Weapons Abolition Program at Physicians for Social Responsibility. He says Putin and Biden should instead be dealing with humanitarian catastrophes like the pandemic, climate change, and nuclear weapons. At times like this, he says cool heads need to prevail.
The Ukraine situation is serious, but when you step back and look at it, it feels to me like Putin and Biden are like two school kids and they're having a squabble in the schoolyard. And what they're not paying attention to is the whole neighborhood is burning down around them. It's like they didn't get the memo. We need our world leaders to settle their differences like adults.
At this point, it remains to be seen how the situation in the Ukraine region will develop, and it's equally uncertain whether cooler heads will indeed prevail. Former Ambassador Matlock says he thinks it's time to wake up. But then...
Unfortunately, we have the leadership of both of our political parties that seem to ignore these lessons of the past.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.